Searching HMRC scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. The Environment Secretary has told us that Thames water remains stable and there'll be no disruption to supply after a major backer pulled out. The US investment giant KKR, which was due to put £4 billion into the firm, says it's now not in a position to proceed. The campaign group River Action says Thames water should now be nationalised. Editor-in-chief at City AM, Christian May, says that's not out of the question.
The nationalisation word now is being talked about, albeit in whispered tones, something the government has said they won't do because it's simply not worth it and they can't guarantee it would make things better. But without KKR, Thames water is now going to be scrambling to find effectively a new rescue package to stay afloat.
Gaza's health ministry says 27 people have been killed while waiting for aid in Rafah this morning. The Israeli military confirmed it fired shots in the early hours of the morning at individuals it claims posed a threat. Fresh searches have begun this morning for Madeleine McCann in Portugal. It's being led by German police as the main suspect is in prison in Germany. Officers will look at areas close to where the toddler disappeared in 2007. Reporter Dan Whitehead has more.
I did have a quick word with one of the officers. He said that they are searching multiple locations on different days. What we don't know is whether this is based on fresh, specific evidence.
A leading charity says cancer survival rates are up because of better diagnosis and treatment. Cancer Research UK says the number of people surviving the disease is double what it was in the 1970s. The wind is causing some travel disruption this morning. The M48-7 bridge is shut. Some of Anti-West Coast and Trans-Pennine Express trains are not running because overhead wires are down. And some ScotRail services are disrupted because of a fallen tree. And the weather, cloud and rain gradually moving across England and Wales today. It should clear the southeast by this afternoon. Windy with sunny spells and blustery showers elsewhere and a high of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And how's your Tuesday going? Ala Jones with you till one, putting a spring in your step and joy in your heart. Well, I try.
Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
Classic FM.
Look great in those green tights. The overture from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, the music of Michael Kamen, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. And we kicked off this hour with Jeremiah Clarke's Prince of Denmark's March. Didn't it sound great? Wynton Marsalis, the English Chamber Orchestra. Abigail loved it. She says, thanks so much for playing Jeremiah Clarke's Trumpet Voluntary. My husband Tom and I left the church to that after we got married 2 years ago today. Hearing that tune again helped me relive the memories of that wonderful day. Glad to hear it. Good morning from me, Alec Jones, in for Zander this week. Hope you're well and enjoying the music. Shortly, I'll have another track from my Classic FM album of the week featuring the brilliant clarinetist Andreas Ottensamer. But first, it's Maxim Vengerov and Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
Pretty special that, eh? Maxim Vengerov and the Gewandhaus Orchestra Leipzig. Kurt Mazur conducting the first movement of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. 21 minutes past 11. Good morning from me, Ella Jones, with you till 1 today, sitting down for Zander this week. Lovely to have your company. And it's time for another track from my Classic FM album of the week. It features the brilliant clarinetist Andreas Ottensamer and his pianist Jose Gallardo, his long-term chamber partner. And the album is called Romanza. It's absolutely wonderful. Together, the duo perform works by Brahms, Debussy, Gershwin, Poulenc, Rachmaninoff, Nina Rota, and tons more. Here's their take on Satie's Gymnopédie number 1.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Music of Philip Lane there from his suite of Cotswold folk dances. We heard Constant Billy, my favourite. Gavin Sutherland conducting the Royal Ballet Sinfonia. And before it, it was Satie's Gymnopédie No. 1. Jose Gallardo and Andreas Ottensamer, the wonderful clarinetist, performing. And I'll have another track from that Classic FM album of the week tomorrow at this time. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And this is Classic FM, 28 minutes past 11. Please say you're happy.
You're listening to Classic FM.
da-da-da-da-da to you too. Josef Suk's A Fairy Tale, that piece is called. Jiří Beloslavek conducting the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra at 25 to 12. Before it, from Handel's Acis and Galatea, sometimes described as a pastoral opera, I think. Some saying the best one ever written. That piece I played is absolutely super, I think. It's called Happy We. We heard the wonderful Ian Bostridge and Kate Royal alongside the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. Harry Bickett conducting. Hope you enjoyed it. Still to come, we'll hear the In Paradisum from Fauré's Requiem and Alan Silvestri's music to Forrest Gump as well. And you know what? Exams are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Oliver Davis's Dance, Concerto for Violin, Piano and Strings. Great piece. Carenza Peacock, Hugh Watkins and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. It's Ali Jones on Classic FM. Good morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Two great pieces back to back there. First up, it was In Paradisum from Fauré's Requiem. Hugh Williams, the organist, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and the 16, directed by Harry Christophers. And just now, the beautiful suite from Forrest Gump, Alan Silvestri. Always stops me in my tracks, that one, it really does. And talking of too much chocolate or sweets, Charlie's message in to say his three shy horses, Winston, Alice, and Louis, awaiting Debs, the horse dentist in Aberdeenshire. Who knew one of those existed? Classic FM apparently keeping all the horses very calm. Well, I hope all three horses get their lollipops for being brave horses later on.
Thank you.
The National Philharmonic Orchestra with Richard Bonning there, and the music of Carl Maria von Weber, and Invitation to the Dance. Don't know about dance, but Chelsea's got an invitation to shop. Played it for her. Just handed in a big essay, she tells me. Now off for some retail therapy. Proper stuff. Oh, what are you buying me, Chelsea? Have a great afternoon. You deserve it. Time to catch up with the latest news and weather with Simon here on Classic FM. Then we'll kick off the next hour with the opening to Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, and we'll hear the piano guys play Claude Michel Schoenberg's Bring Him Home. We're far from miserable here.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
Oh, much? Oh, my.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including well man, well woman, well baby and well kid. From Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see vitabiotics.com.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases, and that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. Holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday. Ministers are facing fresh calls to nationalise Thames Water after a multi-billion pound takeover plan collapsed. A US-based private equity firm has pulled out of a proposed £4 billion investment in the struggling supplier. The Liberal Democrat MP, Charlie Maynard, believes it's at the end of the road.
I've been arguing for the last few months that we really need to be putting Thames Water into special administration because we've got a completely unsustainable financial situation. We have £23 billion of debt, and in the last full financial year, we had £1.2 billion of cash flow.
The government says Thames Water is stable and that supplies won't be disrupted. Authorities in Gaza say Israeli gunfire close to an aid site in the city of Rafah has left 27 Palestinians dead. Israel claims its troops fired on a group that posed a threat and refused to retreat when warned. A former defence secretary has welcomed plans to increase the military's engagement with young people. The newly published Defence Review says military gap years for school leavers could help solve a recruitment crisis. It also recommends the expansion of cadet forces. Sir Ben Wallace says that provided him with unbelievable opportunities.
It helped us live with life. It helped us to learn different people from different backgrounds. It helped us to be strong and also recognise our own failings. You know, one of the most important lessons, I think, from the army I learned was there's always someone bigger than you. So if you think you're going to throw your weight around, one day you'll get found out.
The Chancellor is threatening to sue the former owner of Chelsea to make sure money from the sale of the club goes to Ukraine. The Russian billionaire